The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about some of our favorite momisms, which are those classic lines you probably heard your own mom say a zillion times while you were growing up.
And here's a momism that my mom used to say when I was searching all over the house for something that was right under my nose. She'd say in her southern accent, "If it was a snake, it would have bit you."
Well, I can see why that line became so popular because, let's face it, kids are terrible finders. They can't find their shoes or a certain toy or their backpack. It's always something. One time my kid even told me he couldn't find the milk, as if maybe I'd started keeping the milk in the coat closet instead of the refrigerator. The truth was that he didn't want to bother with looking behind the orange juice in order to find the milk carton. He just wanted me to do it for him.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes husbands are bad about finding things too. Let's just say it. They think a woman's ovaries are like homing devices that can find anything in the house.
So true. It's too much pressure.
It is.
We can't remember where everything is all the time. There's just too much stuff and too many little people moving the stuff around.
Yes. Here's what Tom and I say when the kids say that something is missing that they can't find. We'll say, "Have you really looked? Because if I come find it, you got to give me a dollar."
Oh, and yeah.
They don't want to lose a dollar, so they generally go look a little harder the second time and they end up finding it on their own.
That's a good idea. I think I'm going to have to try that on my kid. Well, join us back here tomorrow for more fun with momisms. And in the meantime, find us online at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.